I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen.
She's jump-starting her singing and acting careers, and he's basically the poster child for veneers. It's Watch What Happens Live with Candace Dillard Bassett and Neva Band now. Andy Cohen with one guest who was Miss United States and another who's probably dating women from sea to shining sea. My first guest says, my blessings are many, but my patience is none. Please welcome Real Housewives of Potomac, Candace Dillard Bassett. My next guest called Destiny the ultimate catch tonight, but she might be his white whale. From Shaw's of Sunset, it's Nima Vand. Hey, Nima. Tonight, bartender is very familiar to Candace. It's a cutout of her mom, Miss Dorothy. And if you hit one of us with your purse, at least it will fall flat, right, Miss Dorothy?
She might have bumped her head into my purse, but I didn't hit her, Andy.
All right. Okay, Miss Dorothy. I just had to reconfirm that. By the way, I got to mention, I mean, you kind of freaked out when you saw Miss Dorothy behind the bar.
I mean, didn't see her.
Yes, you were not prepared.
At all.
Yes.
And it's eerily similar to the one that's in her room in my house.
Yes, we now have two cardboard
yes.
cutout Dorothy's.
Don't tell her.
Yes. Don't tell her what?
That this is here.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. I mean, she might see. Do you think, did your conversation with Karen tonight go the way you thought it would?
I purposely just had no expectations.
Okay.
You don't know what to expect from Karen.
Were you surprised that she said that she didn't regret, standing up for Monique?
Kind of. I kind of. But then again, it was like, well, no, like, this is what I've come to learn to expect from Karen. She's going to give you the unexpected.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nima, when Angie N said when Reza was speaking to Adam about the restraining order, Adam suggested that dropping it might portray to Tommy that his behavior is acceptable. Is that how a restraining order should be used?
No, I think Reza and MJ are soulmates in a weird way. And I think that, yeah. Adam, I have faith that he'll eventually come around, but I think he needs to know that they're a package deal forever.
Yeah. Thoughts on MJ and Tommy's relationship? Is it a rough patch or is it something deeper?
There's definitely, MJ complains about a lack of sex going on right now. And
right.
So I think yeah. that's part of marital ups and downs.
Yeah.
But I always tell her, just don't get divorced. We have enough divorces in Shaw's, like, don't get divorced. So.
Reaction to Gigi saying that you are hung like a baby carrot.
Yeah, anyone, yeah, I saw that. I saw that. Anyone who doesn't like Gigi has a small penis. Mike has a small penis. Oh, I have a small penis. Okay, yeah, here's the thing.
That's
if you don't like her, yeah,
right.
then you're hung like this. Right. So, yeah, okay. I get it. Yeah, okay. Makes sense.
Okay.
Wasn't surprised.
I mean, the brown dick conversation still comes up occasionally.
Yes, we people still ask to see it.
Really?
People go into Chris's DMs and, like, they want to trade dick pics, so they, like, send their penises.
As if that's going to get this guy to send,
I mean, that's what they say.
Wow, that's so interesting. Now, love Chris Bassett.
I love
him. He is, from what we can see, a great chef.
He is.
I have been wondering, what are his qualifications to manage you? Like, why did you think, I want this guy to take my entertainment career to the next level?
Well, okay, so I have to clarify. He's not managing me from a perspective of, yes, I have years of management experience.
Okay.
But he's the person that's closest to me.
Okay.
He knows me the best.
You trust him.
I trust him more than anybody. Sorry, Mom. and he can kick me in the butt and make me do things and like get me to do what I need to do in a way that other people can't.
Okay. All right. Well, tonight Candace said that she's still second-guessing her trust in Karen, even though Karen was once her second favorite person. So let's play a round of Do You Trust Them? Okay, Candace, tell us where your loyalties lie. Do you trust that Michael will never be unfaithful to Ashley again?
Come on.
Okay, do you trust Wendy to keep it cute around Mia?
No.
Do you trust Mia's explanation of her past at the strip club?
No.
Do you trust that Robin and Juan will actually get remarried?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Clap for that.
Do you trust the tea Karen spilled about Giselle's fiery box?
Karen, shut up.
Okay. Do you trust that Wendy will be successful in becoming the Black Martha Stewart?
Yes, I have her candle. It smells really good. Yes.
Do you trust that Mia will remain a loyal friend to Karen?
She's already shown that she ain't.
Right. By the way, the Black Martha Stewart is Bee Smith, right?
May she rest.
Yes.
Well, so now the shoe is open to be filled.
Yes.
And Dr. Wendy, take your place, girl.
Yes. Okay. Yes. Do you trust that your mother, Dorothy, will stay out of your business?
She's here. So the answer is no.
Thank you very much, Candace. Well, when it comes to Nima's friends with benefits policy, we are apparently in an open enrollment window because he tried to enroll Gigi and now he is courting a new client, Destiny. So let's get him set up with a date with Destiny and Gigi. I have questions. Make your pick between your two potential subscribers. Okay, who would you be more intimidated by in the bedroom?
Ooh.
Colnessa, she has knives everywhere.
Yes.
All over her house.
Who do you consider to be more wifey material?
Destiny.
Okay.
That's softer side to her.
Whose scent do you find to be more intoxicating?
Colnessa's.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who's a better gift giver?
Neither has ever given me a gift.
Okay.
They give me wrinkles, but no gifts.
Who do you think is the better cook?
I don't think I've ever seen Gigi cook anything, so Destiny on that.
Okay.
Yep.
Who do you think has better style?
Golnessa.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who do you think has a higher credit score?
You know what? Golnessa, because her parents co-signed the credit cards.
Okay.
So you know that's going to be a high credit card. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who do you feel would sooner cheat on you?
Both of them.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
It's an open relationship.
Who would be more terrifying if you ever wronged her?
Golnessa.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Well, tonight MJ said that when she first met Tommy, all she saw was an erect penis. That's what she said. So let's try to distract everyone from that visual with a round of sexual healing or bad feeling. Candace and Nima, tell us whether the following things put you in the mood.
Oh, God.
Okay, a stripper in a box.
In a box?
Yeah, bolo.
No. I don't like male strippers.
You don't like male strippers?
No.
Do you like female strippers?
No.
No?
No, it's not a thing. Yeah.
Okay. No. All right. On camera couples bubble baths.
Oh.
Get rid of it.
No.
Okay.
No.
Don't ever do it again.
That's a one-person thing.
Yeah.
Okay. What about Ramona's Burning Man outfit?
What is that?
I kind of like that, Andy.
Oh, Nima liked it.
I kind of like that, to be honest with you. Yeah, yeah.
Nima, you like an older woman, don't you?
I love all women. I think all women are beautiful. Okay. Yeah. So I don't discriminate at all.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. Vaginal rejuvenation treatments.
Yes.
Yes.
Necessary.
Oh, okay.
Come on. Yes. Mia has done that.
Okay. Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Clint
guys who name their penises.
No. No.
No.
I can name them. They cannot.
Yes. You.
Yes.
Do you have a name for Chris's besides Brown?
He's gonna kill me. His testicles have names.
His testicles have names?
I'm sorry.
Wow. Separate names?
Two separate, yes.
Like Tom and Jerry?
Yes.
Wow. Okay.
I'm sorry.
Wait, can we hear them, what they are?
No, I won't.
Oh my God. She is drawing the line.
I am drawing the line.
What the names of the testicles are.
Yes.
I appreciate a line being drawn. Okay, okay. what about a burlesque performance with members of your family in the audience? Oh, that was amazing.
Yes, I would do that.
Yeah.
No, okay. I'm a no on that. I can't do that. No.
What about Karen's sexy photo shoot for Ray?
No. Yes, to me.
Yes, you
yeah,
like
guys,
that.
Guys, keep it, gotta
right,
keep it
thank
spicy.
You very much. Guys, by the way, just out of curiosity, in your mind, when you look at The Real Housewives or you look at the galaxy of Bravo, who on The Housewives do you look at and say, now that is a woman that I would go for?
Oh.
I find Garcelle very attractive.
Yes.
She's super sexy.
Yeah.
Well, that's interesting because she said on this show that she found you attractive.
I love that.
Yes,
that's okay. A good
match. I'm waiting for a DM slide, Andy.
Oh, call him. Call him, girl. Yes.
All right. Well, you could DM her. Yes.
I know, but
slide in.
But I don't want to be too aggressive. I want her
well,
to
Well, you
come
just
to
shot
me.
Your shot. Like,
yeah, no, I think
this
now.
This is a metaphoric DM slide today.
Okay,
yes.
Well, yeah. I think now when
she's
you
on
leave,
notice.
You can.
Yes.
Yeah. By the way, what was Chris's reaction when he heard Dorothy say that she thinks he's out for your money?
Chris has learned to literally just like tune her out. Like when she's on these like tirades of like just being cuckoo mom, he's like, whatever, pass the maker's mark. Like I'm not, pass the bourbon, I'm over
it. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, let's take questions from our virtual fans. Lisa from Toronto has a question for Candace. Hey Lisa, what's your question?
Hi Candace, so my question is, after all their fighting over Wendy's degrees last season, do you think Wendy and Karen's newfound friendship will last?
Ooh, I hope it does, but I think that just based on my experience, I feel like everyone should be careful in their friendships with Karen. Don't get too close, because you can get hurt.
Okay. Here's Mara and Alex from Brooklyn with a question for Nima. Hey, guys.
Hi, Andy. How are you?
Hi.
Our question is for Nima.
Yeah.
Why do you think Mike is so threatened by Paulina's relationship with Destiny? Do you think he feels she'll turn Paulina against him?
Interesting.
I don't think Mike trusts Destiny's intentions at all, unfortunately. And so I think that Destiny keeps alluding to knowing something more about Mike's behavior. And Mike thinks that's going to slip out to Paulina. What that is, we don't know, but she keeps alluding to it over and over again, that there's more than meets the eye.
Okay. Jessica L. said, Candace, why do you think Karen brought up Giselle's 6 feet under comments about Ray now when it happened 5 years ago? Did you have any idea she was bothered by them?
First of all, no. I think that it came out of left field. I feel like she just needed something to fuss about. Because you saw me laugh in episode 2 when she talked about it in her house. Because it sounds ridiculous. And she clearly did not mean, she did not wish death on Ray. Karen did tell me that her kids were offended by it. And if they were, then okay.
Right.
Giselle should apologize. But you're blowing up dust. Just because.
Okay, blowing up dust just because. Candace, do you believe that distance due to COVID-19 was really the reason for Giselle?
Hell no. I said hell no. Girl, bye. Like, go get that man. Go to Atlanta and get his ass. Can I say ass on TV?
Yes. Okay. You can say ass.
Go get his ass.
Evan M. said, Candace, do you agree with what Mia said tonight, that Eddie is scared of Wendy and that he's on a tight leash?
I think that any good wife should have her husband on a tight leash.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. Those are weird responses. She was on him immediately with those signs.
Okay.
That stuck out to me.
It did?
Yes.
Really?
Yes, with the game.
Okay, with the game. So we didn't know that they were over there cheating.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I texted Wendy when I saw it, and I was like, oh, my God, you guys are cheating.
Right.
And she was like, well, I thought there was going to be a prize at the end of this. Like, right. Bitch.
But she looked him with the fear of God. Yes, like, there better not be a girl on that
line. Burning a hole into the board. Like, that looks like it.
Well, with my apologies to Chris Bassett, but we're booking Candace for her next singing gig without going through the husbandger. It's time for a round of Who Sang That? Round two.
Oh.
Candace will sing quotes from Shaw's Nima. Guess which friend originally said it. Candace brought her own mic, by the way. Nima, give us the first line.
Hello. All right, so.
I thought hello was the line.
Oh, no. Mike is one drink away from letting a bitch suck his dick at the club. I done seen it.
I'm gonna go Destiny on that.
No, it's Reza.
Oh.
Wow. Okay, give us another one. Wow. Well done, by the way.
You are an emotional nut. Your tears taste like tequila.
That could be anyone in our group.
I know, really good.
Yeah. Who would be the? I'm gonna say Destiny again.
No, it was Tommy. Said
that. Oh, yes. Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Guys, I'm 0 for 2 on this.
Okay. Yeah, I know you are.
Yeah. To me, Nima looks like a bunch of walking chiclets coming toward you.
Who said that about you?
That has to be Golnessa.
That was Golnessa.
Yeah. Okay. But she wasn't saying that in the DMs, though, so we'll just be clear about that. But it's all, I won't blow your cover, girl.
See what you're going to say in Garcelle's DMs a little bit later.
We're holding you accountable for that.
We should write it together.
Yes.
Okay, let's give us another one.
Being a skinny bitch ain't everything.
The only person that refers to himself as a skinny bitch has got to be Reza on that.
No, it's MJ.
What?
Yes. Okay, give us one more. You're horrible at this game.
I'm horrible, yeah.
But Candace has created it.
Oh, this is a good one.
Okay.
I'm not intimidated. I don't give a f- how big his dick is. Because my dick hangs to my knees, too.
Who said that? That's a bop.
It's a bop.
Who said that? It's obviously a guy.
Yeah. Right, obviously, yeah. Yes. I'm going to go probably Mike on this one.
Yes, you got it. Thank you very much. Speaking to Dorothy, Cammie from Oregon wants to know, Candace, how much money did your mother give you for your new house?
None.
All right.
She gave us none.
NJ girl.
She gave us rubber plants.
Rubber plants and a blow up of herself.
Yes.
NJ girl in LA said, Nima, does London constantly referring to you as babe annoy you as much as it annoys me?
I have PTSD with the word babe now. I can't hear it anymore.
Wow. Jordy Cray wants to know, Candace, don't hate me for this, please. Oh, I'm a big fan of your new song, Drive Back. Mm-hmm. However, were any apologies made to Ashley after the reunion about her using auto-tune? Because at certain points in this song, auto-tune is very clearly used. Uh-huh. It's still a bop, though.
Thank you, girl.
Do you owe Ashley a bit of an apology? You did shade her auto-tune.
I don't. I'll tell you why.
Okay.
So auto-tune is, people don't know, it's an industry standard.
Yes.
Everybody uses it from, like, the best singers to the ones that need a little prayer.
Okay.
Some just need it more than others.
Okay, but you both used it.
Yes, well, people use it as in a creative way. Like T-Pain, have you ever heard T-Pain sing?
Yes, of course.
T-Pain is an amazing vocalist.
Right, right.
But he used it as in a creative way to get onto, you know, the stage.
Okay.
She used it the entire song.
Liberally, okay.
Yes.
All right.
Hey, well, girl.
It is time for Watch What Happens 5. Nearly every day we say alu to a new Bravo Love brand. And while they oftentimes bring in the dollars, they sometimes don't make any sense. Tonight I'm counting down the top 5 Housewife product launches that still have us a bit confused. For those who want to whoop it up with breakfast-flavored liqueur, it's liquor. It's our number one. It's our number 5 launch, Vicky's Bacon-Flavored Vodka. Mixing business and pleasure, our number 4 launch is Teresa and her ex getting into the sex toy business. Our number 3 launch was underappreciated by the consumer. Cameron Westcott launched Sparkle Dog Food dyed pink, even though dogs cannot see color, of course. We are all getting moldy waiting for the number 2 launch, Sonia's Toaster Oven that never was. And of course, at number 1, Sheree's She by Sheree Joggers made us ask, who won't check if a launch date actually exists for these, boo? Remind me when we're getting those, Sheree.
What happened to She by Sheree?
Joggers.
Excuse me?
Joggers. It's more lifestyle.
When?
Probably more September. For, that is spring, summer.
Yes.
Okay.
September, spring, show spring, summer.
I loved when COVID started and they were like, when there was a meme that said, when is COVID gonna end?
Yep.
And it was Sheree giving the timeline for She by Sheree. No dream is too big or too vague. By the way, if Sheree came out with She by Sheree right now,
it would
sell out. Who wouldn't buy it?
Like,
she is sitting on a gold mine.
Yes.
Anyway, I wanna thank Candace, Nima, and Miss Dorothy for being here. We'll see you tomorrow night, guys. And we are going to the after show live on Twitter now.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
All right. We are back with Candace and Nima, Housewives of Potomac and Trods at Sunset. I want to go back to the virtual fans. Here's Matt from Missouri with a question for Candace. Hey, Matt.
Hey, I'm so excited to be here. I'm actually from Michigan, FYI.
Oh, sorry.
oh, I didn't.
That's okay. My question is for Candace. I have a 2-part question.
Okay.
How did you feel hearing Ashley say that her and Michael are utilizing her other holes in the bedroom? And has it inspired you and Chris to get more adventurous in the bedroom?
Okay, so I heard the first part. When she said that, I thought that she was talking about using her mouth. And then Chris was like, are they having anal? That's crazy. While she's pregnant. So I didn't think about that. But then I'm like, oh, I guess they're doing anal while she's pregnant, which, okay, I mean, oil it up. Like, get, do it.
I would have liked clarification on other holes. That was like a very other, wide
I did not think about
response.
That
Well,
hole.
I mean, we only have a certain amount of holes in our body.
Well, thank you.
I just went to the mouth.
Right,
but I didn't
right.
think about, because right. the one time that I
think
I
Ashley's on the show
it,
next week. Do I need to ask her
you
which
should
hole
ask her.
She was talking
yes,
about?
Yes, I want to know. Because her butthole was broken. So
I remember.
She shouldn't be using that hole.
Okay.
Leave it alone.
I have a book.
Okay, well, maybe it's healed.
Not that healed. That was last year.
Yes, I know. Okay.
Child, I think it's still not working.
Whitney and Sydney from Kansas have a question for Nima. Hey, guys.
Hey, Andy.
Hi.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Candace. Hey, Nima. Nima, did you ever go on another date with the girl that London was giving you instructions to over the earpiece?
And did she ever find out about that?
She did find out about it. She was a really good sport about it. And not only did we go on another date, we're actually going on another date in LA this weekend.
Really?
Wow.
Wow.
Her name is Allie, by the way. And
right.
Lovely,
oh,
yeah.
Hi, so, Allie. Yeah. Yes, girl.
Noelle K wants to know, Nima, considering you said you still have Meghan Markle's number from high school, have you reconnected with her since she moved back to California?
No, because the Meghan Markle army came for me. When I talked about it on my podcast, I had reporters showing up to my house. My friend who I mentioned that dated her had reporters camping outside of his home for a week.
No.
I was getting death threats on Twitter.
Why? What did you say about her?
Because all I said was she was a woman among girls and she sat on my lap at a party and like nose to nose with me. And that the British press turned that into like, I'm calling her a floozy, and they came for me.
Wow.
So don't mess with the queen, is my point.
Wow.
Yeah, it was really bad, Andy, honestly.
Wow,
really bad.
When was that?
About a year ago.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, literally, like, reporters camped outside of my house, my friend's house.
Wow.
Wouldn't leave for a week.
I have to assume that she's changed her number.
I was going to say, yeah, is it the same?
Should we text her?
Right.
Yes! Text Megan.
Candace K. Sundy said, watching it now, do you think Mia was being disloyal to Karen at Wendy's breast reveal?
Yeah. So I wasn't there. I was sick. My booty hole wasn't working.
Right. Oh.
And when I saw that, I was like, why is she doing all this flipping and flopping? It doesn't bode well. And then you like see, as the season progresses, we're all confused by Mia and like the way that she's this person's friend one day and then the next day she's calling everybody poor and broke. Like she goes through a lot of ups and downs.
Okay, it's a journey.
Yes.
Got it.
It's a salad tossing.
Right. Oh, wow. Okay, I want to thank Candace Dillard-Bassett and Nima Van. Keep watching Housewives of Potomac and Times of Sunset. For more, click on BaldwinTV.com. Good night, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
Business can mean a lot of things. For some, it's earning reports, the top MBA program, investments, but business isn't everything we do. Side hustles that explode into the next billion-dollar company.
I need to create my own product that I control what the marketing is for.
Unconventional ideas that change the world we live in.
AI is everywhere, with venture capital pouring in.
From Elon Musk,
he took a massive axe and swung it through Twitter's workforce.
To Taylor Swift,
she is unstoppable as her Eras Tour stimulated local economy.
Your favorite coffee shop down the street to the vacation house you rented last weekend. Whatever business means to you, Wondery is the destination for business podcasts. Listen to top business shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, The Best One Yet, Business Movers, and many more. Everything from top daily news.
There was more ranch dressing sold last year than ketchup and barbecue sauce.
We're buying the dip, literally.
To deep dives on the biggest successes and failures of our time.
20,000 people lost their jobs.
Wondery means business.
Welcome to the small town of Chinook, where faith runs deep and secrets run deeper. In this new thriller, available exclusively on Wondery Plus, religion and crime collide when a gruesome murder rocks the isolated Montana community. Everyone is quick to point their fingers at a drug-addicted teenager, but local deputy Ruth Vogel isn't convinced. She suspects connections to a powerful religious group. Enter Federal Agent V.B. Loro, who has been investigating a local church for possible criminal activity. The pair form an unlikely partnership to catch the killer, unearthing secrets that leave Ruth torn between her duty to the law, her religious convictions, and her very own family. But something more sinister than murder is afoot, and someone is watching Ruth. With an all-star cast led by Emmy nominee Sanaa Lathan and Star Wars Kelly Marie Tran, Chinook is available exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.